what everyone can do. To me, buying options to protect your assets makes sense, and selling options for cash flow is fun. One of the reasons I do not worry about money is simply because I know I can go to the market and make more money in minutes than most people make in months, and pay less in taxes. Can everyone do what I do? Absolutely. But only if they're willing to invest some time in expanding their context and increasing their financial context. So what can everyone do? The following are some suggestions. 1. Borrow a book from the library on options trading. First, learn the definitions of words and then read for greater understanding. 2. Attend a seminar on options trading. There are many available. 3. Find a stockbroker who will teach you and guide you through the process. 4. Play Cashflow 101 at least 12 times so you learn the mindset of fundamental investing. After you have mastered 101, you can move on to Cashflow 202, which is the game that teaches people how to use call options, put options, shorts, and straddles. Most importantly, Cashflow 202 teaches you to think in multiple directions depending on changing market trends. Is investing risky? My answer is absolutely not. In my opinion, being financially ignorant is risky. If you want to retire young and retire rich, learning how to insure your assets against loss is fundamental, and that means staying educated to ensure your financial future. The leverage of building a B-quadrant business. Being a leader in the richest game. The richest self-made people in the world are entrepreneurs from the B-quadrant. They are far richer than the movie stars, sports stars, and highly paid professionals. Rich Dad said, "The reason the richest people in the world are from the B-quadrant is because it is the hardest quadrant to be successful in. But if you are successful, the floodgates of abundance open up and wealth showers down upon you. If you can build a B-quadrant business, you are playing in the richest game in the world." When you look back upon recent history, it's people like Bill Gates, Michael Dell, Thomas Edison, Henry J. Ford, Ted Turner, John D. Rockefeller, and others who are at the top of the famous B-quadrant list. In the print and audio version of Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, I talked about my decision to learn to become an entrepreneur. I wrote about the number of times I failed and what it took to stand back up. In my opinion, it is the context of being successful, regardless of which quadrant you are in. The reason I mentioned the Guide to Investing is because the second half of the book and audio is about building a business, the biggest and richest asset of all. If you would like to build a B-quadrant business, you may want to read that book or listen to that program. But why don't more people build B-quadrant businesses? Rich Dad's answer was short and to the point. He said, "The hardest thing about business is working with people. Most people cannot build a business simply because they lack people skills. People work with people all day long, but just because they work together does not mean they can start a business together. And just because they start a business together does not mean that business will grow into a very large business. That's why I encourage you to learn and work with people from all four quadrants of the cash flow quadrant. This will allow you to build a team that grows and learns, and you will grow and learn along with it." But as Rich Dad notes, the better you can lead a team of smart, qualified people without having to work as part of the team, the better and bigger entrepreneur you can become. Rich Dad continued, "I own several companies, but I do not do any of the work inside the company. That way I can make more money and do more things without having to do the work. That is why leadership is an essential skill required to be a true entrepreneur. If you want to build your leadership skills, all you have to do is take on the challenges that others run away from. Volunteer for tasks you can learn something from. Take on tasks that will bring out your leadership skills and build your business. Too many people never develop their leadership skills simply because they make it a habit to back away from challenge. Remember, it takes a leader to turn individuals into a team."